Blade Runner 2049, just like shameless plug. Blade Runner 2049 is like one of the best movies I've ever seen, just like in terms of like things that Bitten's like, if you care about that crap. Blade Runner 2049 is like literally the only movie I have gone out of my way to see a second time by myself in the theater. I was just like, this is so amazing. I'm just gonna go by myself and just watch it again in IMAX because it's that awesome.
It's
So,
beautifully shot, isn't it? Like, amazing to look at.
God, it's just a work of fucking art. Like the way
Yeah.
that the soundscape itself, like they managed to make the sound part of the oppression. Like watching Blade Runner 2049, like it's not necessarily fun, but it's just like it's like a thing that happens to you. Anyway, so I have very high hopes for the new Dune movie because Denis Villeneuve, however the fuck you pronounce his name, because my French still sucks. And we are basically living in like the prequel to a fucking Blade Runner movie right now, so it's basically a question of whether we go further from Blade Runner into Mad Max or whether we turn this thing around and figure out how to get to Star Trek. But that's neither here nor there. We're going to talk about some internet spaceships today. I'm not really a big Star Trek guy myself, but my model for that kind of future is more the culture novels from Ian Banks, which is also why I have named all of my Necromunda dudes in my little 40K skirmish game I'm playing here in Madison after culture vessels. Because I'm a fucking nerd. Yeah, I literally have like a subjugator sergeant named Sergeant. Now we try it my way. Good call, Sirhan. All right, sorry, I got distracted by something in another window, and we're gonna do this now. So, first things first, a new life awaits in the Off-Del colonies. One of the challenges that we have in this organization is homeland defense and rules and regulations and order, goddammit. I refer to the Imperium as the state. Unironically, on a pretty regular basis. And as Eve has changed, we have, of course, had to update how we manage defense, our markets, basically everything. And one of those things that had to change after the Drifter attack and the blackout was we implemented all these PvE regulations. Like, if you're gonna be in the Delve umbrella, if you can see the Emperor's Light in the Astronomicon and be protected by our warriors who are constantly dropping what they're doing to bail out Rorquals walls and bail out supers who have been attacked under the umbrella, you need to have certain fits. You have to be at least vaguely willing to obey the rules in order to enjoy the protections that we provide Delve. However, this was controversial. One of the things about the PvE regulations is that at a fundamental level, we now have far more restrictions on how you can fit your ships and where you can use your ships in the PvE sense within Delve than we do in the actual like fleet doctrines, right? And this is a herd immunity thing. It's a mutual defense thing, right? Like if everybody's Rorqual is fit correctly, it means that essentially every Rorqual becomes part the first step in a counter ambush, in a trap, right? Every Rorqual becomes a Q ship, as it were, if we're making World War II analogies. However, there are a lot of our dudes who are like high speed, low drag guys that are like, well, I want to, I can, watch my own back. I want to fit my recall in a way that has no tank on it. I want to just go with a Nyx out there and just put a whole bunch of DDAs on it and, you know, fuck you, Dad, you can't tell me what to do. So this is actually like a really fun, to me, a funny story. So we have actually had a couple of problems since the whole blackout thing, the Drifter thing, and the PvE doctrines and regulations. One of those problems, of course, is that the people who are dying stupidly that are not obeying the rules are incredibly frustrating for the Homeland Defense guys. They're like busting their ass, they're dropping what they're doing to like to try to save some motherfucker that is not obeying the fucking clearly stated rules after they have been told to obey the clearly stated rules. So this causes a lot of morale burnout, it causes a lot of issue and things like that. That's one problem, is burnout of our heroes in Homeland Defense. And every single one of you who has ever been on a Homeland Defense op to bail out some motherfucker who did not obey the rules, I am sorry you have had to go through that. It is so fucking frustrating, and I understand that. So that's one problem. Paradoxically, the other problem is that everybody who is obeying the rules is doing such a fucking good job of it that we really aren't losing that much stuff anymore, right? So the people who are losing things are typically the people that are breaking the rules. Sometimes we do have losses that are like legit, like we just didn't get their time. But now, most of the people that we're seeing losses for are people that are not, you know, with the fucking program. And why is this a problem? Like, why is it bad that we're not really experiencing losses? Well, we're actually having an impact on our economy, because we actually need a certain amount of people to like lose ships in order to make it valuable enough for the producers to make things. Like, there is a comfortable attrition rate to keep the economy going that's around, you know, I don't know, somewhere between like 5 to 10% per month, right? So Merkelchen brought to me just like this fucking beautiful idea on a platter earlier, and I'm like, oh my god, this solves so many problems, which is basically this. We are declaring the floodplain regions, we are rebranding the floodplain regions, those being Quirius and Period Basis, though for now this only applies to Period Basis. We are rebranding them, we're not going to call them floodplains anymore, they are the Off-Delve colonies, and we are inviting you to make a new life in the Off-Delve colonies. If you are one of those people that thinks that you do not need a defense fleet, that you feel oppressed by the regulations of order, goddammit, within Delve and within the Supercap umbrella, none of the fitting rules or any of that shit now applies in Period Basis. You are invited to, and this is only for ratting and mining freedom, as Tuzzy points out, it's got nothing to do with moons. If you try to like Bogart moons, which the state controls through our various systems, don't do that, it would be bad. But you can fucking go down to Period Basis and we don't care. With the understanding that you will probably die, one. Two, you'll probably drag the hunters who would otherwise be in Delve down to Period Basis, because we're now saying, hey guys, if you want to fucking go after people and do it in Period Basis, we're not going to defend them. Go nuts. That will get our loss rates up a bit. And also the people that are not obeying the rules can be exiled to fucking space Siberia if we feel like it, and say, you know what, you've just lost too many Rorquals without actually learning. You clearly haven't learned from the fine. So we're going to send you and or your entire corporation to fucking the Off-Delve colonies to you know, exile you for like a month until you fucking learn. So basically, the off-world colonies are an opportunity for you to strike it rich, because if you and your friends think that you can defend yourselves outside of the grace of the Emperor's Light and the space umbrella, you know, our actual defensive network within Delve, if you want to go off like a fucking 40K analogies here, guys, I'm sorry, but if you want to be like a fucking rogue trader and go into the far outer reaches seeking your fortune, you can do it, because Period Basis is a really rich region and we are not going to defend you, but you can just fucking go nuts with ratting and mining. And also, if you're a shitbag and you don't obey the rules, we might just fucking exile you there if you don't figure it out. So either riches or hard labor in the gulags, take your pick. But Period Basis is now our first off-Delve colony, and this is effective immediately. So one of the other things we're hoping about here is that for people who do want to operate within the system and within Delve, this will draw off a bunch of the hunters to Period Basis, where they now know very publicly open season, and hopefully make life a little bit easier and also raise ADMs in Period Basis. And we're just going to see what happens, but that's what it is. A new life awaits you in the off-Delve colonies. Let's see about questions about this before we move on. All right, let's see what we got. Yeah, there's questions about who is allowed to write, like people about like Greater Western Co-Prosperity Sphere people, where they're able to go and whatever. We have obviously not changed any of the rules and regulations about that. When I tell you guys that there is a new rule about something, that does not necessarily mean that we are changing the rules that I... If we change a rule, we're going to tell you, right? So we're saying we're changing the ratting and mining restrictions for period basis. You guys can go down there and go fucking nuts. That does not mean we have changed anything involving the moon regulations. That does not mean that we have changed any of our policies involving where renters can and cannot rat. The only thing we are changing is now period basis is a free fire zone where you can use whatever doctrine you want. You can do whatever you want in terms of ratting and mining there. And you will not be defended. You can either strike it rich or die horribly. And either way, the state is improved. The state is improved because our loss rates become better. The state is improved because the hunters all go to period basis. And the state is improved because the people that are obeying the rules and our homeland defense dudes do not need to expend their time and effort defending the indefensible. Is the dark ochre rule down there? No, absolutely not. There is no rules in the off-delve colonies. If you want to go to period basis and just strip mine everything and ignore dark ochre and just leave it there, go nuts. But you will not be defended. You will, if you come back to us and you're like, oh, I lost a recall, whatever. It's like, well, that's life in the off-delve colonies, man. That's how it is. It's hard out there.
There's no space police to defend you.
Indeed, you are beyond the reach of the Emperor's light. It's an Astronomicon joke.
Anyway. One thing, most of all, so just so everyone also knows about iHub upgrades down there, when we took over period basis from the Russians that used to live there, we tried to upgrade, like, let's say the indexes were at level 3 and 4 for military and index in a system. When we flipped those iHubs, we plugged in level 3 and 4 upgrades as fast as possible before the indexes drop. But there are a number of systems that aren't fully upgraded. So if you were to go down there and start writing up an index and are like, hey, Tuzzy, you know, is this system upgrading? Just ping GSOL and we'll check and tell you if it's upgraded. And if it's not and you get the indexes up to 5 for both in mining and writing, we can upgrade them the rest of the way. We actually have a shit ton of upgrades pre-positioned down there from like January of last year when we moved down that are ready to go to be plugged in. We just need to get the indexes up. So GSOL will upgrade the systems, if you ask us.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused by this question. Docs is asking what happens if you send a Harpy fleet down to period basis. We're saying that the mining and ratting regulations are no longer applying to period basis. We're not saying that people there aren't blue and that you like can shoot our own people or something like that. Like, there's no... If there are hostiles in period basis, which we think that there will be because we expect hunters to be there, I do anticipate like little, you know, skirmish commanders are going to take harpy fleets and go to period basis and shoot things. So when I say that we're not going to like defend people at period basis, it's not like, you know, you're not going to have the super cap umbrella. But if a skirmish commander randomly feels like taking dudes down there to like chase off hostiles, like that's cool. But there's a huge difference between the what happens in Delve and a skirmish commander felt like it, right? Like, organizationally speaking, we have this fucking command chain and the system and teams of people working together to ensure that Delve is ever more a fucking fortress, right? And so when you're getting bailed out, you know, maybe people don't know this, so I'm going to explain it. When you're getting bailed out in Delve, it's not just like some random FC felt like doing it and saved your ass, right? Protecting people in Delve involves the efforts of hundreds of human beings, either through the actual line that are joining the fleets to defend, the coordinators, the scouts, the directors, the people overseeing the entire system. There's this whole fucking complicated, you know, I think just amazing machine of state that goes into creating Fortress Delve. So when you get bailed out, it's not just like, hey, some random skirmish commander felt like bailing you out with a harpy fleet in Delve. It's because there's a system, there's a process, there's oversight. If things go wrong, I get like, you know, I don't want to say I get pissed, but it's like, hey, why didn't this work? Is there an organizational hole? Do we need to fix something like that? In period basis, maybe you'll have a skirmish commander decide to come bail you out if they happen to be in the area and they feel like it. But none of this sort of apparatus of military and oversight and managerial machinery will apply in the off-Delve colonies. And hopefully this makes more sense. And yes, this does apply to all of period basis, Salil.
It's less more that like we won't send skirmish commanders down there, and more like if you're in the ass end of period bases and get tackled, don't hop in Theta Jabber and expect, you know, us to do anything but laugh at you when you ask for help.
Yeah, it's a haul, guys. Like if like based from like 1DQ1, if you're in like Western Bumfuckistan in period basis, or really, I guess geographically speaking, technically we're talking about Eastern Bumfuckistan, but you know, if you're in Eastern Bumfuckistan, odds are pretty good that by the time that we could even send a fleet, if we felt like it, which we probably won't, to bail you out, you'd be dead by the time that we'd get there, and it would be a waste of time for all the dudes there. So that's
in a 10 light year jump range jump freighter, it takes me 3 to 4 midpoints to get to parts of period basis. And that's with the 90% fatigue reduction and probably still about 10 or 15 minutes delay on waiting for the fatigue and stuff. Like, there's no way in fuck a super fleet's going to get down to period basis to do anything at 6 light years a jump and like an hour fatigue between, you know.
Yeah. And, Bumfucka Standing is indeed a really good name for a hypothetical umbrella fleet in one of the off-Delve colonies, but there will probably not be an umbrella fleet. Like, there will be no organized super capital response in period basis at all. So good luck out there, and or enjoy your punishments at the Gulag until you get back into the Emperor's Grace. I actually need to stop making all these like 40k jokes because I don't want to actually like make people think that I think that I'm like the fucking emperor or something. But I've gotten into Necromunda really fucking hard. Like I'm in like some turbo nerd, bought my first airbrush, like try hard Warhams. Like I'm like, I have this really just shamefully earnest crush on my like little Palantine Enforcer Space Cop. Anyway, let's see about some of this other shit. So there's a Locust Fleet tomorrow. I think people get it with the off-Delve colonies. There's a Locust Fleet tomorrow, so be there. Locust Fleets are defended, and they are something that now comes under attack, so this is a full military operation. When we do a Locust Fleet, please make sure that you bring your toys, not just the Rourke Walls, but that we have the Iron Fist of the Imperium, as it were. Oh my god, if I start making 40k parallels, this is going to be funny because the whole... Anyway, speaking of Homeland Defense, I want to give a shout out here for the Delve 911 channel, which is kind of important for that. So who actually wants to do the shout out for that? Is there somebody in the director that can speak to that? We forgot to talk about the Illuminating.
About what?
Kunmi on the Delve 911 channel.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, he can give the shout-out and answer it in Elysium when he gets to it. Bomber Waffa is recruiting. Allied Scouts are recruiting. And the main thing I want to take a pulse of people on, if you were at the Jeff meeting before this, I have been fucking delighted to see these Typhoons work. I just want to sort of like riff on the Typhoon thing for a little bit, because like I've always had like this weird like enthusiasm for like the flying trash can, right? Like, as you guys know, I don't really like log in and like play EVE Online all that much directly very often. Like, there are certain spaceships that I just think are fucking bad. I want to see them used, and Typhoons have been something that for many, many years, we have occasionally tried to make work one way or another. And the fact that we have actually found like a way to like make the fucking space trash can actually like work with the Doctrine and like kick ass with it is like, it's just like, it's one of those dreams. It's like one of those like fucking bucket lists, like fucking, yeah, like Typhoon Doctrine. Yeah. So, please join the GEF if you haven't yet, and it's a lot of fun. Like I said before, and I'm going to be reiterating this on a number of firesides, we really do want people to take these things out and learn how to FC and like make mistakes, because they're flying trash cans with like T2 frigate logi. So basically, we can just piss them away. And the other thing about this is this. We have, I was shocked hearing from Aerith today when we were talking about finance stuff, that there is actually a necessary loss ratio in the Imperium in order to manage the economy. We need to lose a certain amount of ships in any given month, or otherwise people will stop making ships and making modules and making all the things that are necessary in order to be able to go to war when we want to. You know, if you have a producer just quit producing, it's a lot harder to get somebody back into it. You can't just like turn off a production line and walk away. It's like stopping a factory in the real world, right? If you turn off the production line, it takes a long ass time to start that shit back up. It's a big pain in the ass. People have to emotionally and managerially re-engage, and it's all this stuff. So we need to keep the lights on in terms of the space factories, and that means a certain amount of motherfuckers have got to die every month, either on the off-Delph colonies in period basis, trying to strike it rich out there on the frontier, or because we are mashing Typhoon fleets into anybody who's willing. And one of the things that I am kind of looking forward to is potentially, I don't know whether this is going to work out, you know, it's the year of our Lord 2020. I used to make fun of the word content, but I really like the fact that, you know, we can just take a battleship fleet and mash it together against another fleet. And I am kind of thinking about, you know, reaching out to Gobbins and periodically just being like, look, dude, like, forget all the NC dot stuff with all the like their super capitals and things. Let's just take two battleship fleets and like meet in the middle and just smash them together at least once a day. And, you know, high fives all around. And I would be entirely comfortable with that. I think that would be cool.
Well, I have some news. Mittens, Horde has formed a group. We have Jeff, the Goonswarm Expeditionary Force. Horde has formed the Dronelands Expeditionary Force. And they're actually deploying right now to come closer to fight Jeff. So it looks like we might have even more people to shoot and people closer to shoot and more frequent fights. So it's pretty exciting news.
Yeah, let's get the spread. Like, that's going to be a thing. That's great news, actually. Yeah, I think the Jeff thing is working out great. It's really sort of like the dream is to find a way that we can like train skirmish commanders on battleship fleets or inspire people who have never been skirmish commanders to like do it and be like, look, guys, it's at this point, we have enough money. The fight in the Northwest is over regions that we, at a fundamental level, we just don't give a shit about what really happens in the Northwest, because, you know, the bad guys, they might take Tenol and Branch. Who cares? That doesn't bother us. I don't think that they'll go further. And even if they did, who cares? We used to live in the Northwest. We know all the territory very well. It's not a threat to us. We are up there to mash spaceships together. And the strategic goal is really training, you know, next generation's leaders, training new coordinators, training new fleet commanders, training new scouts, giving people an opportunity to mash these things together and make mistakes and fuck up and then learn from that. You cannot, if there's anything that you ever learn from a fireside chat that you take away and apply to real life, please take this to heart. For every single task a student fails, a master has failed that same task 1,000 times in 1,000 different ways. The path to mastery is not through just getting it right. It's failing and fucking up that thing in so many different ways that you know how to avoid so many different fuck-ups in so many different situations, right? So if you're ever frustrated trying to learn something, remember that. Just tell that to yourself until you internalize it. For every task the student fails, the master has failed that same task 1,000 times. I know that there's a better proverb version of that that can be tidied up a little bit, but you guys get the gist of it. All right. Let's see about questions. We haven't really done Q&As. I think that's it in terms of like the actual like business of the day bullet points. So questions in ElysiumConference.com. You can ask anything you want. And then we do have a meta show in 20 minutes, and we're going to have the leader of Fraternity Norris is going to be joining us, and we're going to be asking him and possibly another guest from the other side's perspective of what's happening within the Chinese community. 2 weeks ago, we did a meta show. We did not do a meta show last week because of all the DDoS stuff. 2 weeks ago, we did a meta show, and we had a lot of discussion about the FRT Ranger Regiment stuff. So now we're going to have the leader of FRT.
Hold on. Kunmi just remembered that there was a fireside on Saturday, so he may be coming to talk about his thing.
Okay.
Well, he's here, he says. Is he muted? Holy shit, Kumi, where are you on the goddamn list? Okay, you're unmuted.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're quiet. Talk louder.
The Delve 911 thing is just basically just... Lately, a lot of people that normally are on comms listening for stuff happening aren't there because we're doing 24/7 fleets, basically. So I made this new channel, Delve 911. Anyone can join it. If you see something happening in Delve and it seems like everyone's just sitting around holding their dicks, then feel free to do beeping all in there. And hopefully it'll get the attention of someone that can actually do something about it. That's all it's for. It's no chatter. Just it's a, oh God, something's happening. Super tackled, no one's responding type thing.
Kunmi, that's pretty much it. I'm going to give you authorization explicitly to broadcast invitations over Jabber. I mean, obviously can't invite to an in-game channel, but please remind people about this by just broadcasting
We've been doing it all week,
every couple weeks or whatever, and not just a Theta, just in general. Yeah. Like, cool. And guys, for that channel, don't fucking talk about the off-Delve colonies in the Delve 911 channel, right? Like, do not talk or screw that up in any way about any crap in period basis, because we ain't coming to help you out there on the Outer Rim. Okay, so, and yes, this is is this an in-game Jabber channel? I assume in-game, as opposed to on Jabber?
It's
Jabber?
A Jabber channel, yeah.
Oh, it's just a Jabber channel, then that's even fucking easier, sorry.
Yeah, you read the MLDD, all the instructions there, you can just beeping all if you don't know what to do. If you do know what you can do beeping coord, you can do beeping SC. It's all in the MLDD if you just read it. The most important thing is, like, having people in there that are, you know, sitting around ratting or whatever, and are paying attention to what's happening in Delve, so when there isn't anyone that's paying attention, you can get their attention.
Sweet. Did Eve just start shooting itself, it looks like? Well, why is my coffee never fueled when the fireside start? It's because by the time I get to a fireside every day, I've usually had like two or three meetings already. And so I like go to refuel the breaks between. Like on any given Saturday, I will run my mouth nonstop for like 4 or 5 hours. It's kind of crazy, actually.
Words.
A lot of TPS report. The apparatus of state.
I think people don't know how much like effort goes into actually running this alliance.
How much time per week do I spend on Eve? One time we like Tuzzy went through and like took a, it was either Tuzzy or Nominate went through and figured out who chats the most in
that was
each of the director Nominate each of the director channels, and there were. It was me number one. Like I spend, and this is what I do. Like I think about Eve all the time. When I learn something new, like you guys have seen me like spurging out on Twitter about politics crap. You know, when I'm like learning about something new or any system, I always just turn around and think about like how can I analogize whatever new thing I'm learning to Eve? How can I use that to like harden the organization? This is basically all that I've been doing nonstop for since I went like full-time Space Emperor in like 2010. So for like what, like a decade now? I probably like I don't spend too much time logged into the game, but like I'm talking to people and thinking about Eve and like reading stuff about Eve and thinking about like organizational psychology and like warfare and destroying our foes. Like I can't turn it off. I'm kind of obsessive, so like if I get wrapped around the axle about something, I have terrible insomnia problems because my brain will not shut up about something if my brain is latched onto something and thinks that it's a cool idea that hasn't been fully explored. I will not be able to sleep until I like fucking collapse unless my brain has gone through every possible iteration of a given thing. Like my mother is basically a mad scientist, so this is the product of that. What does it take for an alliance of this size to become what it is? A lot of fucking work and a lot of people working together. I mean, when I took over in May of 2010, it was because nobody actually wanted to run this thing, and I thought I would be a terrible leader, and we had like 30 people in fleet and we had nothing. We were in curse in May of 2010, and the alliance was basically just like ashes on fire. Like so at first it was, you know, logging in every day, and I was on fleets for like 8 hours plus a day in the early days. And, you know, once you start showing people where you're going and lead people and you lead from front, then you get people working and then you scale up organizations and you set up managerial systems to make sure that that function can be done. And then you move on to the next system and it just goes on and on and on. And the next thing you know, it's tens of thousands of people. Do you have a picture of an up-to-date org chart? We don't use org charts because they're a huge waste of time. Turns out.
Though there is a sticky thread in the Ask a Director forums that has just like a list of every Alliance director and what their job is, in case you're ever like, oh, I need to talk to someone about this, but I don't know who to talk to. That's a good place to look.
All right, guys. Well, I need to scamper off and get ready for the fireside. So thank you all for coming. And if you want in on that hot, hot typhoon action, make sure to join the GIF or the Jeff or the Yef or whatever we happen to be calling it at any given moment. And I will be headed to the Mentorship now. Thank you for coming. See you all next week. A new life awaits for you in the Off-Delve colonies.